I've been at the University of Guelph for over 9 years now, and it's always been a very, very special spot for me. I started in 2013. My dad passed away in March 2018, but a tree was planted in September, I think it was September 17th, 2018. My dad's name was one of the many listed. Whenever I think of him and I want to talk to him on campus, because I work here, I will go out to that plaque and just hang out and I'll see how the tree is doing. And wow, has he ever grown since 2018? It's only 4 years. My dad and I always loved looking out the window and looking at trees. And so to me, it's so comforting to have a tree here because I know he would have loved it. He loved the outdoors and he would be so pleased to have his memory still here at the Arboretum. I call it Huey the tree. I know it's everybody's tree. It's the city of Guelph's tree, or it's, all of these people's tree. But for me, it's Huey the tree. You couldn't put a price tag on what we have here for so many families and communities. It's just amazing just to think of all these community members that have helped build the city, or have been attached to the University of Guelph in some way, or attached to the Arboretum. I like the fact that things are that. The years are not necessarily in order, goes out in different directions. You have that kind of joy of adventure and exploration to find your significant, the person that has passed away. But yeah, I think there's that incredible feeling of peace and serenity. So I never go to the Arboretum without saying hi to Hugh. My colleagues from Alumni Affairs, they're the ones that went in on ensuring that my dad's name would be included on the plaque. And to this day, I would say it was one of the most beautiful gifts that anyone could give me because it gave me that gift of feeling like I belonged in the city, that I had something that was personal to me that now connected me indelibly to the city and to the Arboretum and to the university. Because Alumni Affairs did that for me, I was able to pass it forward. Be one of our faculty members. So not only like was it given to me, but I was able to pass it forward to other people. And I certainly would do it again. Whenever I hear of somebody who has lost somebody that's been close to them in the city, I always think, oh yeah, you know what? We should make sure their name is on this plaque. With the Memorial Grove, really, it's a trifecta of just brilliance and genius. And it's one of the number one reasons that I feel very grateful to be in this city.